lots of community companies in the military. But I'm investigating community tonight is not a lot of half pertaining to the fishing board and the outdoor training, but simply the background, the lack of background. The relationship between Sonic and Sonic and Sonic and who. That is the topic of my share tonight. In general, I said that my last year on the Dallas Order, I'm working along the boundary line of Aloha and Aburra. I don't know what's Aloha here and what's Aburra. What's thought, what is called, is the life. Whoever is acquainted with my mind in this Rambam story, in the way of describing the halacha, would notice immediately that the Rambam is here too long. To be a healer, I'll worry to stay out of here. To be a healer, I'll worry to allow the house to stay out of the open or to pay for that. To pay the path to choose. Interesting, quite striking the concept, the definition, that comes from the Rambam speaks of sorrow in general, an actual disaster, when it's time. When the temple ordained the killing, he says, the double ze mitzarti hachivo, because it says, to be the healer of the world, the healer of the hachivo, he employed a different phrase. The double the mentality has to work. Here apparently he substituted for the phrase the double the mentality has to work a more elaborate description of the objective of the earth to be the healer of worry and worry the spare dark has to work the years of the color of my thing or worry who must be able to say no should be different or maybe not to write it like a long description which is not typical of the number. In general, when the Rambam defines Chonet, the Kher Chalet, Halok Alef, Beit Gimul, he does it in terms of cure. Chonet is always the response on the part of the community or on the part of the individual who was struck by disaster to cure. The two concepts, talent and sorrow, are inseparable. There is no talent without sorrow. Of course, you can accept the neither talent, correct? But neither talent is also a means of one. In the concept of sorrow, I'll explain it to you later. There is no, because and the philosophic, an ego confirms that this relationship is genuine. Anenu, Adishem, Anenu, the green things and the Senu, she's the Torah of Zeno, Anenu. Without the Torah of Zeno, Anenu, there is no Torah. The man lives in prosperity and abundance and peace, and happy, good mood. So the Torah actually has no value, he's not Torah. He may care, he may accept that the Torah is the leader, the power. So, allegedly, the Torah is the leader. Relevance of the Torah depends upon the experience of sorrow. It is a suffering, linguistic, and cultural, shetodi ala sibo,
Ashiruchamu min Hashamayim. Rabbi Bavner winds on an obligation to check to whenever the community is called by God, until mercy is obtained. Then the Rambam says, in the Talmud of Tanis, Tanis Aleph, Aloha Tes, Tanis Aleph, Aloha Tes. Kishim she'atibu mitzanim al sorason, tahayohi mitzanim al sorason. Kitzad, are they showing a chile? They say about Nibbo, they also the Vinsu Asuri, Yeshri Lishani Salov, the Levati Shrachu Mitzvah. Now, so both, Tanis Sibur and Tanis Yachin, are linked with the experience of self, with the confrontation between man and his outside. Now, let us just find a lot of definition. A soul, what is soul?
In the book quoted Allah, what talents, I mean, complete examples of Torah. She says, a bone being lost in the desert, you'll be catching. The Rambam in the Bengal of Allah is also spoken of Torah of Tibur. Oh, yes, Torah, the city under siege. It goes about the chapter, the high sea, drought, plague. In a word, Torah means disaster, calamity, and refers to a situation in which the life of an individual or of a community is threatened. It is quite obvious that the assessment of a situation as a disaster situation, as a situation of Torah, rest of an objective culture, such as the survival. And it's set up. It certainly does not reckon with the subjective reaction of the individual or community to the trouble which beset them. I mean, at times the individual or the community may be gripped by a terrible fear in face of a minor incident. It happens quite often. Not only the individual, but the multitude as well, on the contrary. Because of mental fear, I mean, mostly is prone to exaggerate. I mean, the gravity of the situation. At times, in the act, in which an incident which is evaluated from a practical objective viewpoint will prove to be a minor significance and not true at all. At other times, the reverse is true. A great situation which portends ill is ignored by the people involved. There's no doubt that the person when it is about to obey a client will not pay attention to the subjective response to disaster or calamity of any tragic event, but would rather reckon with the objective side of thought and ignore the objective response. The Rambam in three numerals, the types of trouble, unity and sorrow, and they all can be simply defined and termed as sorrow at an objective level. However, we haven't had the profound understanding for the frightened soul, for the person who is gripped by fear and alarm. They could not ignore it. The subjective sort of suffering was also taken into consideration by Allah. And let's not fool ourselves like being frightened. gentle about it, anxiety, in a tiny, tiny individual, or even a group of people, and the slightest provocation. And in such a case, the mental anguish may be a heavenly proportion, and not to be inferior at all, both as to the intensity of pain and the feeling of uneasiness which accompanies such an apprehensive state of mind is not inferior at all to real desire. It is completely irrelevant how to deal, how to allow it, whether the apprehensive or the foreboding on the part of the individual is normal or abnormal. Suffering is not recognized by the application of a scientific term like the old. So a basic individual denotes not objective, denotes narrowness, and one of the narrow terms, restrictiveness, and restrictiveness. The thing of being held or confined, minamitra, what we call. And this connotation may equally apply to real as well as to imaginary trouble. Now the question arises at the precept of stomach. Is it as in a state of God, confined to the kind of sorrow which appears itself in real objective disaster, such as sickness, war, pain, captivity? What about situations in which the person feels uneasy and overcome by anguish and fear, even though such a mental state is not warranted, is measured by objective standards? Has Allah ignored it completely? I don't believe Allah has put it right. I believe that the respect to Tamil, we will have to distinguish between Sora Tatsibu and Sora Tayot. What would you say? Which sorrow would be measured, should be measured by objective standards, and which sorrow can also be evaluated from subjective viewpoint. Of course, interestingly, the Rambam said alles in Jesus Christ, alles, 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 living tradition, the whole living tradition, the whole Torah of Delos, the Torah of Delos. What do I mean by Torah of Delos? It's a great story. What's the Torah of Delos? I don't believe there are great stories. The Torah is always good. Yeah, and the people for the tradition of Delos, the greatest of, means real stuff. There's two those situations in which anxiety reflects not a real danger, but one's own fear and apprehensive. But where I'm in sort of a signal, we can't go on there. However, as regards Yochit, the veil of the luminary. As far as Yochit is concerned, any kind of anguish should result in one. The fact that latter is the fruit of one's own imagination is without significance, as far as I'm human. And I have an Allah's proof for it, I have a demonstration for it. The best Allah's demonstration, which I want to introduce, is the institution of Tamil College. Tamil College is a full-fledged college, full fact. Not inferior to any other country. The name of that, Tiny Colin, actually, there is something characteristically unique about Tiny Colin, which is not applicable to any other party. Since all Tiny Colin are bound up with sorrow, why should one be allowed to test you on the Sabbath if you have a good dream? Of course, he's allowed. If he's not allowed, he's not allowed to test. Many of the shameless, Korea Tiny Colin, the Nazi Azumo. The streets are come by fear. In the land of the lightning, we bring the fear for hell, He's apprehensive.
Yes, such state of mind is not caused by some external event which is actually undermining the safety of the individual. The fear is a product of his own family. Nevertheless, the committee warned him. Feels his voice. Any depression, any depression. So Taya Sayochi can also be separated, not by catastrophic events,
but by the mental depression and the fear, alarm, convincing stuff.
Now let us take out the historical process to give you the background of some examples. So you'll always be able to understand the significance of the historical place. What I call the Alba. The other thing I call Alba Attendance Property. Again, I'll repeat the Rambam sentence. Yes, I'm young, we should call this world in the town and it's me after it. She knew who I am, she did a hell of a lot of it, and it's me about the essence. Let us investigate the link between the historical comet, which we call fame, and thought. Where is here? Where is the link here? Where is the, actually, what is the relationship? A fission of authority. To thought. To be done. What actually precipitates the meaning for thought? If Rachonim had ordained, not only Rachonim, basically the people who ordained that we did, with the wisdom of the Jewish support, how many times Rav Shemeshi mentions in the Sikh Rabbidish? How many times? Twice. Was the Chaya, same as I have a key by Hiddish Achamishi. Shall I weep in the 6 months? Yes, you know, the another day, shall I retreat? Yes. Another, and then this one, so I try one. That's a two in the killer, you know, that's a two on that. To meet the tunnel must be the light. Otherwise, the tunnel should be the light. Of course, I know what you learned from me. From me, the answer meets me after a shiggy woman. Because of the tragic event, things happened on those days, right? Yes. But somehow, let me be a plain, the tragic events of which my Elder Rambam speaks happened 1900 years ago. Some happened to 2500 years ago, approximately. We cannot say the disaster of Christ Rahman will clam the community as it is about. The something's alarming. Before the Jew, right here and now, before it may turn the shoes and the wounds to stand by law. The question is, why are we under an obligation to test if there is no direct confrontation between us and the event, no matter how tragic the event was 1900 years ago. Since early in the 1960s, the event happened to be playing in Antigua. There's a lot of questions about that. What do you say?
Yes, Ramin means that we have to know it, Ramin.
We'll see what that answer is. That answer will go ahead and deal with the encounter. Well, since Soviet is the expression of confrontation between Jew and the Russian. I believe that the shaman has ever had this question. I mean, it was an explicit form, no. You wouldn't find a question in explicit form in our literature. However, I believe the question was implicitly asked by the shaman and answered. And it's certain that Richard Rashenian, a controversy among the shaman, which has divided Rashenian into two camps, I believe, contains two answers to this problem. That's the question that I want to discuss now. The Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah, it's too bad, I'm sorry if you don't understand. But it's certainly good of me. Says, the Mishneh is that, it's set on the dollar. Says, Al Shisho Chadoshim Mashmi Kendesh. There's one which is expected to get him to inform the communities about the exact designation of the month, six times a year. But it was relevant to the people to know the exact date. Al Nisho Mishneh Peta, about all the clear solids, and then Valero with Rosh Hashanah, Val Tishrei with Netakonis Ameyadeis, Shehoyo with Amigdosh Kayom, Oye Yetzin Gam Aliyah, is a better thought. So the Gemara asks, the Nitzin Ameh Atamus Vedeh, why didn't they communicate the precise date? I mean, I didn't build the community for a time based to the various communities. I mean, with respect to Tammuz and Tevez, because there are two perfects. She was of the Tammuz, that's all the things. With more answers, my decrees, Hinoma, Hashem, sorry, they, same old Hiri, the same Akamishi, the same Ashli, the same Asiri, even if it's the good old suffering of the sinful, or unless they are sorry, they are all. Because of the thing, because of the suffering of Simcha, the man who is showing you the suffering of Simcha, the man who is showing, pray. The sentence is incomplete. Omar Asfati Ochetam. The Shina Chassid Amen. The man who is showing by him, whether it's peace, and peace prevails in the world, you are the suffering of Simcha. The dimension of the film, in the days of blood and territory. From the other thing, don't accept the young children of Samogus, the little young people, the big by the king, but the new is the persecution. Think, then the Soviet is mandatory. Ain't there a Samogus, the insolent, neutral time, neutral government. But to this it's not to bear. There is no persecution, however, there is no peace either. One of them is, what to Nisanim, then the Talmud becomes optional. What to Nisanim, what to Enisanim. It depends upon the decision or determination of the individual or the community. In order to decide, the shooting has not been set. For Talmud, it is because the Talmudim are optional. You want a tissue of knowledge? So why did he expect shooting on a cohort? Omar HaFot is shining Tishabot. Tishabot is different. It's a unique case. Shehuchtalu Be'atoy, the tragic event that has been appeared to the people. Multiplied or appeared, twice. Zot Ruhu has been formulated by Rabbi Shimon Chassidus is, in spite of the explanation by the Gemara, not complete. And here we find that Rishenim, basically, a team of all, I mean, only one Rishen, who differs from all other Rishenim, the Rambam. It's very interesting, I was looking yesterday, I mean, I want to find someone who discusses this problem, it's a very important problem, but I haven't found anybody. The Rambam is. The Rambam has his own approach to this subject. The Rabbi Hanan, Rashi,
and the Hamban, and the Hasbol, and the Hasbol. Those five machines I know, having suffered it is to be different.
Ein Luchot, yes, showing me something that's important. To what period in history? When this room be alive. That's a big question.
All right, you say it's showing, it ain't showing, it ain't zero. Zero, but I'm all right, but let us speak in terms of historical period. Of historical theology. Well, when do you have it?
Is the Rabbi Hananel, the Hasbol, and the Hamban, and I believe, I have this will also be, that Rashi, the two agreements with them, interpreted the phrase, the man should be showing you the suffering of Simcha, in reference to the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. Man, Pai Sheini, at the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, the same age, well, I don't know, say celebrated, at Yom Kippur, no, no, certain Simcha, not optional, certain Simcha. Anyway, they did not observe the same age, and apparently they celebrated them as special. We've never come across any source in the Gemara. In the time of Rashi,
There would be some praise in our literature. There's not a single statement by anyone. Either by Chachmei HaTalmud or even by the so-called, I mean, Tzadkut Chitzenit. We don't know actually such an institution. But however, the Ramban would be, Tzadkut also would be, Rabbi Hananel, and the Ritvon, the Rasbot. Rashi in order to get out of this process. It's a dilemma. I have to tell the dilemma. So Rashi said, we thought in Rishi Mho, I stood in the Hesper to decide it. Rashi is toned down. If actually, holiday, I mean, then this, it would have been a record if it had been a holiday. No! The only thing is,
no, there's
no time. What do you do? You say you shouldn't be married? I just read exactly what it did on Tishba. Actually, why did Rashi say so? Why didn't Rashi translate himself? The semantics of certain Simcha, literally! Certain Simcha, and of course, he's very outspoken about it. Certain Simcha, the mirror didn't take it.
Because Rashi was not a problem. Actually, and if you want to come with a great holiday, they are rejoicing, it would have been a call. It would have been a call. This is Shua Tabetam. Then, ain't there at the mountain, the ain't showing, the word to the sunning, the word to the ain't sunning, according to all of them, it is good. This place in the room refers to this man of nowadays, to exist us. The Lord, year 1900, years of dispersion and exile, the whole period is divided into two, so to say, into two units. One unit is Ein Zeres HaMalchus, the Ein Sholem. It means a certain, to a time when the Jews lived relatively, in relative peace and prosperity, were not subjected to vicious persecution, and the probably freedom of observance, to worship without restrictions, and there were times when there was Zeres HaMalchus of heaven. The Malchus actually begins in persecution. So during times of persecution, the thing has become mandatory. And during times of relative calm and peace, so the things are optional. Depends upon the determination of the individual or the community. The Rach, I'll just call the Rach,
בזמן שישורים קוראים הכל זמן שבתמיד יש היחד. אתה יודע, תמיד עוד מה שאני אגיד כאן? אבל אתה, 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 Always up there, even though times are relatively normal and calm. Yeah. Now, what are the conclusions to being said from these chapters? Remember, I said that it's your turn? All I think is not know that there is a matter of course to forget. You give them the incomplete with which you wish it to pass. They did it and they did it. And you need all the shame in that number. What are the differences that you want? In by a shame, the way I'm not saying it, the way I'm abandoned, the contrary, the way I'm there, the semi-holiday. These men are there, depends upon changing political fortunes, and conditions and stuff.
You know?
Huh?
You have to be able to feel the result of that sorrowful
sorrow. Exactly, I would say another thing. Exactly. The conclusion with respect to the God down the chain are obvious. Basically, the events of the day in which took place so long ago, it means the whole of the earth, cannot be classified under the halachic category of thought. Because if the Chumash Tzaddik is as historic length to determine the defined of thought, then there would be no need, actually, I mean, to take into consideration present circumstances. It's a completely irrelevant. Apparently, the historic events per se isolated from our acute experiences is not to be classified under the category of children which calls for that. Basically, trauma means acute trauma, which strikes with tremendous force something fresh, new, whose impact crushes human forces with a face and courage. This is trauma. Sorrow comes usually suddenly. It is disastrous because it's alien and unknown. Beautiful. And the home could not be classified under this type of sorrow. Because the pain is not sharp. And actually it is just a memory. Of course, it's an old memory of a tragic event which befell our people 2 million years ago, and a memory cannot produce the effect and cannot evoke the response in the form of the response of the part of the community in the form of sound. Therefore, the Rabban, Rabbi Hananel, and all the Shemim tell the view that the things are mandatory only in an acute experience of thought. By the community, if the latter is confronted with intolerance, persecution, and bigotry. That's all. Then, in such a case, they said, if the community is subjected to restrictive edicts with danger threatened, then the whole thing becomes binding. And everyone must test. However, the factor which precipitates the obligation is the present trouble in which the community meets, is confronted. However, once the community is confronted with evil and finds itself in real danger or in distress, it reminds itself of the theology of suffering, of the source of all our vexing problems.
our misery and desolation. And the changing sort of things
becomes an antichrist.
But the salt actually the confrontation is not between Jews and an archaic event,
present day,
1900 years ago, but between Jews and a few troubles, a few disasters. But since the Pope is considered the cause of all disasters, the leader of the human is received by festivities, so the theology is taken into consideration, and it tests not only the cause of it. Persecution to which one is exposed at present, but because something awful and dreadful happened so many years ago, which is responsible for all our problems. And while crying out in prayer and despair because of real oppression and humiliation to which beset the community, we have to mourn for and grieve over the destruction of the leader which is responsible. Oh, for how martyrdom is so
lost. Mr. Williams, sir. Otherwise, we don't understand the law at all. What is persecution in order on to convert and obscure our national public to commend the country?
The Rambam disagrees with that. And interprets the story in an entirely different way. I am quoting now from the commentary of the Mishnah, the definition of the Talmud. If you buy the Sheni, you will be buying the Sani. At the time of the buying Sheni, we did not set. We are so obligated. We are so obligated. The nation was the Talmud. And when Mishnah and the race and the Sani, when you shall lay on your race away, whoever wanted did say, whoever desired not to say, did not appear. What do you say about it? I don't know, before I go on, sorry, I continue. The Ram interprets that by shaming is not solemn, if by shaming is, and they are categorized as solemn boy alone, then there would be no choice at all. On the contrary, fasting would have been forbidden. We certainly would sing for the other day. All right, we have some Italian dancing in the streets on this. But the forest seems to be optional. As the Rambam said that during by Shane, even she also the camp is not some of the things that are optional. And optional means what it means optional. That means if I do this, I realize the concept of tonus. The tonus is significant, as power. Otherwise, I mean, just if I say some food, I mean, not to do the forest. But what does this sound mean? What does this sound does that mean that Chazal is giving him some mission not to eat? I mean, think of food, I mean. What does it mean? What does it mean if I have decided I have to say? Does it mean I need for testing? Then I'm schematonis. So during the time of my training, there was schematonis, after most of the Tammuz, and I saw the Davis. So is Yeshua in the aim of certain Kimbo? Even Christian God, they could have avoided it. To make sure the Ha'alu, for you the Sunday, you wish to test and Christian God during the time of the Rai Shani, means the Christmas Mine Raida of Shani today. Because the tragic event that people happen to be there. So what does the Ram say? The people during the time of the era of the Rai Shani have observed Christmas. The Gemara says, the Levitsky and Tisha B'av Nama is Shani Tisha B'av Nama, it's a Shani Tisha B'av Nama. It is obligatory. Tisha B'av Nama have accepted, they have adopted Tisha B'av Nama by precedent. The short of anything did not adopt, did not accept by precedent. So, de facto, what happened de facto is as follows. That she was of the Tammuz and whoever wanted Amir was optional, Tisha B'av became mandatory by precedent.
by authority of presidents, not by authority of...
At the time of the Baishenis, they did observe neither the first of Tammuz nor Tevis. Of course, because those who wanted the first and those who did not want, did not observe. For this reason, Belgium never dispatched Shluchim to inform the communities about the resignation of the month of Tevis and Tammuz. The verse, Tiyam HaShem, Tiyam HaVirkin HaMishi, refers to Julius suggests that the fasting on those days was optional. If they desired to do fast, if they did not desire, those days they did not. Even though it was not mandatory to fast on Tishabov, as we have mentioned before, they did observe Tishabov as a fast day because of the repetition of the problem. That's
what
you're looking at. In short, the Rambam applied the statement in Zero and Shalim, what to the son of what Amy Sonin, to the time of the Bible. I'm not a historian, but a little bit about history, Jewish history, I know, I'm the Jewish Rambam. It's applied by Shane as a statement, you're showing more ill of the suffering of Sinkos, in the process of the Jewish. In his opinion, our ancestors throughout the 4 or 5 centuries of the Baisheni did observe Tishabot, but not the other things. The year of the Baisheni, which according to the Ben Haname and other Baisheni, it was termed as the time of Shalom Bayom, was designated by the Rambam as the era of Ein Gzeiro Reishon. Other Rishonim maintained there was no observance of Tisha B'Av during the time of the Baisheni, and there are difficult times in the Gemara. For instance, the Tisha had a problem. The Gemara says, Only the Bnei Dothan didn't be young, then Sane. Pa'am achas chol Tisha B'Av Liz B'Shabbat. V'dochaniu l'achara Shabbat. We samnu be'ivrei shlamnu. I mean, they did not conclude upon it. Because Yom Tov Shalomu, fell on Tisha B'Av. What kind of Yom Tov Shalomu? The Chol Nisim. Because each family had a day designated, for the offer of Isis, for the Chol Nisim. Tisha B'Av did not exist, Tisha B'Av was not observed during the training. How could they simply bring the fast on Tisha B'Av and jump to Shalom on your face about this question? The time is, so they just, the younger of Paul Mason was the thing he had to hold in the family. No, dear. I go to Ram, Katova, Tisha B'Av. Then the Mishnah is like the Ram. The Mishnah, Al Tisha Chodosh Shema Shulchan Yeitzi. Al Nisim Shnateta, Al Ovid Natanis, Al Alelo, Al Tisha, Ubizman Shebez Al Migdo, Shoyo Kayom, Ho Yeitzim Ad Alilo. The Mishnah is saying, Ubizman Shebez Al Migdo, Shoyo Kayom, Lei Ho Yeitzim, Alon Ho Yeitzim Alilo. The Mishnah is not substitute of that. Whose designation used to be communicated to the diaspora. Yet in short, the Amnitwaith, in short, in Israel, some outgroups in the period of the Baishim, and what is according to the Rambam, Zera, some outgroups, Zera, very long, not mutual, Zera, continuous trouble, continuous persecution, continuous disaster. This is Mare, this 1900 long year of searching and exile, according to the Rambam, classified as one unit under the heading A continuous succession of chicanery, of oppression, of persecution.
The
Kufas. The Kufas is there. And in Shalom, there are some albums, this is the period of
Punishing. Fine. What period does the verse have to discuss in the Rishon Chol? Yes, shall we wait on that one for the Rambam?
Yes,
we can make fun of it, yes. Yes, we can. The first, I mean, you need to make sure the time of the Rishon Chol. And the Rambam in the Chastanis, Tereke, I don't know what I have here. I believe we have it here.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Aber ich habe nicht mit dem Jumpe, die mit Kosten sind, was wir machen, um alle Schirm, das sind wir wirklich immer verliebt, die Maschinen sind massiv und die mit dem Kosten sind, von mir haben Segen, wo er mit der Schorre mehr ab. Na komm, wir haben mit der Schorre mehr ab, die wir müssen. Mein Mann ist nur Jumpe, mit der Schorre, die literally interpretation of Kosten. Here. It means according to the Rambam that even during times of relative prosperity and tolerance, when the Jews granted the land of security, that the opportunity to live and abundance and freedom, they were still under an obligation to bear all success, all times. Correct? Interesting is, I mean, this is a pure Mishnah. The question is, on many times we don't rely on the Mishnah. For Rambam, we know that the Rambam has changed his mind about many halachas. And has reformulated many ideas in his Mishnah. The question is, pure Mishnah for Rambam, I mean, the Rambam is outspoken, he's very explicit about it. There are no doubts, no ambiguity. The Rambam says that in simple terms, that during the time of the Boros, the exilic time, that say all things are mandatory, during the Yesheni, I mean they were optional, the Mesa the Mashiach, they'll tell us the festival. What about the Rambam in Mishnah? He says in Mishnah Tere. In Mishnah Tere, he has simply omitted to mention this figure. Yes, the Sholem, the Tamachus, Ein Sholem, Ein Sholem, Ein Tamachus. But however, the Magdi Mishnah, and all the Shem, Yosef, all the Torah Rambam, take it for granted that the Rambam has concurred with all the Shem. That even nowadays, our Torahs may sometimes be optional. I mean, namely, at the time, or when the Jews need, so to say, in freedom. Ein Sholem, Ein Sholem. And what do they say, this opinion? And what they say to the Rambam, our Torah. You can take it aloha. Now look at that. Start to hear aloha. They are born in the Athenians, they are born in the Torah, and they are born. They know we, the same Achamishi, they know we, the same Tamos, the same Tavi, 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 the same Tavi. Aloha, hey, the Noabu called Israel, the Zman Melo, the Sanes, to be the Jew of the Roder, the Zechal, the Tanis, she is Tanis, the Nihoman, she never made the Israel, the Zechal. Correct? Suggested, the term that was suggested to them that the Rambam is not going to be abolished. And let me just ask them one question. Is the Rambam not going to be abolished? Is the Rambam says, when the Rambam is coming to the end, the Rambam should have said, in times of persecution, it's completely independent upon minute. Only
in times of relative calm and peace and prosperity. I mean, the minute in the sky is conclusive. The Ram didn't say one word about it. He didn't discuss it. Then, however, if we accept the text of the Rambam, he's saying it in entirety, then we have no choice but to accept the conclusion of the matter of the Rambam is in agreement with all the theologians. He concurred with the Rambam. Yet, whoever is familiar with the Rambam will immediately know the lack of the usual stylistic grace and dexterity of expression, which is not characteristic of the Rambam. The sentence is clumsier. If I were a teacher of heroes, people would ask such a sentence, I would think it would be very good. But I say that. It is. The sentence is not constructed well. You actually read the sentence. In Yahu, called Israel, this man named the Sanis. First of all, let me ask you a question. What is the semantics of this man named? This man named can have his two meanings. One meaning is by Elu, nowadays. Oh, this man named means, and don't they mention it before. Now tell me, what does this man name mean? This man a day, nowadays, what means on those days which he mentioned before?
Those days.
The Nuabu called Israel is an animal in Sanskrit. Yes. In Hebrew, unfortunately, in Hebrew is any time qualification, a verbal time qualification, follows the verb and does not proceed. The Nuabu is a different word. The Nuabu is Israel, the Sanskrit is Manuel. Not because of Israel, you don't know what the Manuel means. And secondly, we have said not this man made. Why this man made? Beyond the man. This man made. Isn't that enough? Then the Rambam said, the order is simply, it's extended.
Should be
in there. You don't hear that. It should have said like this. The Noah book of Israel is standing this man made. The Rambam didn't say it, a clumsy sentence. There is just one, the text is corrupted. There is just one additional word. How do I know the text is corrupted? I, as a matter of fact, I knew about it for a long time. I've known that the text is corrupted, I've known for a long time. But I haven't lately to come across Yuri Shane quoting the Rambam. And they quote the Rambam, correct? The sentence should be like this. The Noah one word is brought about all the world. It's responsible for all our problems. The word who will you give with us? If you eliminate the word at who will you give with us? You just leave the being give with us. Then it's an excellent sentence. The Noah for his oil, this man in Eno, it is the custom for Israel nowadays to first the Yudim Ube'edah, to first and the 13th Adel, and the memorial to the Zichel Etanish, his son of the Holy, the memorial to the first observed in Hammerstein. In other words, after the Rambam stated in the preceding chapter that our sins are expressed to the first in the habit, we speak of the test of the fourth and the fifth and the eighth. Yes. He remarks in paragraph 5 that there is a fifth heaven which was established not by Tachone but by Minet, and that there is no scriptural authority as sanctioned that day. No doubt about it, I have no doubt. The Sefer Ameiris, was in the Provence, it will tell you Sefer Ameiris. It was published by Blau. Sefer Ameiris. He closed the Rambam there of God without the world. And this man in Malolos, it's a nasty man in Malolos. And don't want to nowadays, this man is there, to that period, to this period. Not to those days. Days that I'm going to say they're the better word for days. Yeah, it's a wonderful word. In short, the authority of the minute is exclusively related to its anniversary. The other thing is being ordained by the public. Of course, it's appearing in the kitchen to use the one expressing the other side. So, otherwise, you would expect me to do that. I'm going to say that I'm changing mind, and that's the matrix. And about faith and agreed with the leader in his country. So now, what is the interest? My managers did not make up the observance of the Arbor Treaty with the political status, with the respective political status of the Jew in the diaspora. That my managers did not. The famous must be observed regardless of changing political fortunes. Now, the question arises, in one moral event, which is enveloped by the East at distant times, which lies in the past, which happened 1900 years ago, and also Christian Gale. The higher lightning is concerned, the present. And why the faces of trouble, trouble at present, may somehow link up this trouble as a result of another event, which is responsible. But I thought I'm going to say that. The third thing is, whether I'm somehow that they saw the sun is, the sun is a famous particular visible, somehow there's no foundation. And I'm saying, it is related to sorrow, but there's no confrontation. There is no direct contact between the sun, between the Jew of death, and the disaster. There are two answers to this problem, according to the Rambam. One answer is that the Rambam is also not going to be the same, as far as I do. But if I am distorted, I need to imagine it that. The acute suffering and this problem that presses cannot be related immediately and exclusively to after that. But then the question is, in case one and vain, vain zero, why should it pass? I mean, why the test mandatory, obligatory? Apparently the Rambam's opinion was, might be, that it never happened in Jewish history. In any period, the jury in total, speaking by a single community, and speaking about
the
world on earth, the Jew in total enjoys freedom and trust. There has never been any root of this.
Sure.
Of course, if we take the glance, if we look at the glance, a Jew as a people, in its entirety, someone somewhere on the face of the earth, some Jew somewhere,
suffer.
On the face of the earth, has always been subjected to persecution, oppression, and humiliation. Whether the persecution occurred in the very center of Jewish life, or in some peripheral community, in some far off land, is irrelevant. And the path of Jewry has never been smooth, and some tribes, some communities, bear at all times to share of suffering. And of course, in a sense, there are insulin in there, so not to judge the family by a single community. It would be left itself. Insulin in there are mass and race. The cloud is royal, and the cloud is royal has never lived the last 1900 years. It has never lived to a period of which you could say,
Shoulder.
This is one answer. I don't believe this is the general solution. Of course, the total destiny of the Jew as such is a decisive factor. And that is why the Rambam says there is. And it will fit beautifully the same reference that the Sefer Talmud, which we read in the very beginning. However, in my opinion, there is another answer, which most likely reflects the thinking of God. And it will fit beautifully the same reference that the Sefer Talmud, which we read in the very beginning. The observance of the Talmud is intertwined with the halachic unique idea of the Torah. The Rambam himself says so, according to the same of the remember, what is the Torah within the halachic frame of life? It certainly exceeds the area of mechanical reproduction of some latent failed image of the animal, which transpired and moved on with the tide of time. It's history. It's more than that. But memory, even I always call this part memetic cooking, the first time I call it an election. To me, the Dabre Ben Zochas Kremle, if memory Zochas Kremle will have the semantics of reproduction of the sentence, it would simply be out of context. How can you say to me, the Dabre Ben Zochas Kremle, and while I talk about him, I remind myself of it? The sequence is just a, it is a reverse. First, I remind myself of somebody, then I begin to discuss. Then I discuss the person if I don't remember. And the Zohar's Kremel means not just to remember, to recollection, which is mechanical recollection, which is usually associated. It means more than that. I'm involved. Zohar's Kremel, by his Kremel of Hashem, that means I remember. That and you remember. And there is no forgetfulness about the throne of the Almighty, so there is no remembrance in our limited unity sense. Remembrance means simply being involved, one. It is the resilience that enables certain genders to preserve, what is typical of us, of the Jews, to preserve after many centuries the freshness and the interest and the energy. It's very strange. Remembrance in this connection means the tenacity and the determination to resist the onslaught of time which makes dust upon things, events and experience. We do have it. We will tell me on the nature of it is that much closer than any person in this place. Vis-a-vis his people, I mean. Nature of Enemy is because 500, 700 years ago, I mean, he's an associate of ours. He's our contemporary. The result of nature having only less than one. His image has never been antiquated. Because we did the work through, then our holiday will be there to be there. Completely. We have persistently maintained the very experience, be they stationary and tragic, be they redemptive or failing, do not die because all men are found to be their reason. And I think I can tell you something else, personally. I can tell you, my personal experience. I'm talking to you. I hope you are sorry. Time is not anywhere. It wanders along the time. Time is here as one of me guys might tell you. In spite of the tyranny of time, events arise, influencing human actions, and affording them the opportunity to establish communication lines throughout the millennia with people, and then leave all the people. But so long ago. What, in other words, what happens to this house?
certain events do not just strike a new way, they remain with the man, with the individual, the same, marking the beginning of a long series of consequences which continue almost without interruption down to the present time. The whole color and the temper of one's life changes and forth because of a certain event. I know it from my private life. I don't have to reach for history. Stay with me then. Stay with me. There is the remedy. The shadow of destiny charges and thrills man for the rest of his life. The event, then what happens, is it follows. An event which is by its very definition transitory, turns into a permanent state. An experience which is transient by its very nature, turns into a steady awareness. Basically, you see, as the crime is not an event to us. What it is the time?
Awareness.
It's a consciousness. You know the difference between events and an experience and an awareness. An experience fades away. An awareness, I mean, fades away. That you haven't moved such a memory dash awareness, hyphenated awareness, in which immortalizes events and experiences is quite obvious. The famous award which we repeat every year by brother from there, okay, five brothers here. You know, yes, on the time it means one of the relations of all duties to act on the heart. As he himself is just being free from his crime, bears a witness to the ability of our working, of men or of our people, to live in the end and not to let them die, to protect them. And the mother protects her child sometimes, someday, wants to protect the child from the danger of death. And she feels it's encroaching on the child. The accident is not the only event to which rose to the height of the memory awareness, the experience awareness. There are many more. I cannot investigate them in the framework of this lecture. I mean, a variety of erotic words which can only be understood against the deadhound of a living memory, or rather an experience awareness or a memory awareness. It is self-evident that the institution of the same age, and particularly his alone, is rooted in this marvelous historical memory which keeps events alive for countless generations, and which teems with wonder that delight the heart, and with disaster and tragedy which fill us with grief and sorrow. Right in the present day. Now let me ask you, has the Allah sanctioned this kind of memory with respect to catastrophe, as it is regarding redemption? You see, that's right. Is there a solemn statement, as explicit, and as unequivocal, as the Mishnah of Hodeh Vodeh Chayrodom Virusat Mikil Yotzim Mitzrayim, that in each and every generation, one must act and heal, as the king himself had witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem, and as he himself who watched the temple go up in flames, is there such a walk or not? Yes, there is such a walk. For Jerusalem. So there shall be need for this amigre de yomo, kilo hora de yomo, this is yomo. There is no need for Akkadic interpretations, so from the left wing sweep, temple is a walk. So what does it mean? As he himself had witnessed the food mechanism. As a matter of fact, the aloche that the one is supposed to cut clear, then it holds the ruins of the local life, or of the middle, confirms our thesis that food in Yerushalayim is green after every time you might come across the physical remainder of that home. Because we have a rule, and clear we shall see. The one must not cut his garment or end his garment, unless he is gripped by sorrow, by pain, by grief. So apparently one comes in front of the king from Horus, and rent his garments, apparently it is the Shastrium for him. And this memory awareness is responsible for the time of Tishabov and all of us. Now, yet there is a basic distinction between the relationship of Sonnet to an acute Sonnet and the relationship of Sonnet to the memory awareness of the stuff. When we examine the abelic sequence, which commences, oh, let us take now we are just, and today is the summit, now it's the second summit, the abelic period, the summit 32, and she was a metamus. Between the more abelic period, the first commence and she was a metamus, the last commence and she was a metamus, and she was a
metamus,
no, it means us all, the more abelic. But basically, the abelic period is just on it, is a triple one. A triple abelic period. And I want you to understand that Chazal or Rishonim did not just introduce abelic. If people speak of abelic in general terms, they are mistaken. Abelic is always, the star of abelic is always a replica of individual abelic. In individual abelis, individual abelis can be divided into three periods. Of course, in reference to Abelis, but three periods. Abelis Shiva and Shreishim in the big abelis. The same is true at its source abelis. Take for instance the abelis of spirit. What kind of abelis is it? Shreishim, your base fetish or Shiva, that's abelis spirit. Your base fetish, of course, it's spirit. Because it cannot be abelis of Shreishim, because if abelis of spirit has been equated with abelis of Shreishim, then kibbutz would have been prohibited. No, that's not it yet. That's how it will come now. But what is that supposed to be? I think it's wondering. It means the base fetish. The base fetish consists of a spirit unless we gather the cabello. But without gore, the Easter continues throughout the year. And the Easter. It's exactly what it is. But the two injunctions here. Then, as far as Abelis Akhum is concerned, you have the 3 weeks, or the Gemara comes to the Gemara edition. If you look at the law, this again, at the Abelis of the 3 weeks, and the Chai Wachum, is identical with that law, after this place. What is your stuff? His parents is out there, or what else? Legalism. Kibbutz is Mutar. The 9 days, for the Gemara edition, is Chal and Fish of the Tera, the Abelis of Shreshim comes. It's slightly different. Slightly different. But Abelis of Shreshim commences, it consists of what? In Kibbutz. His parents are out, what is Kibbutz? What is added during the 9 years? Yain is not beginning to the Morah, and Nain is after the Morah. Beginning to the Morah is only Shreshim Hashem. Yain beginning to the Morah is only Shreshim Hashem, and I'm coming. I'm coming. So the 9 days of beginning to the Morah, Shreshim Hashem, the paper, coincide with Abelis of what? Shreshim. Tisha B'Av, there's something very strange. Tisha B'Av is a combination of two kinds of Abelis. Abelis of Shiva, called Dvorim Shorobu Asabe and Asurim Tisha B'Av, Tomer Abonon, and also Amir, Tisha Mesa Mutuvah. And here, Yarin, the injunction against Yarin and God are something. Within the Gemara, this prohibition becomes operative at the Sudan of Seket, continue throughout the day of Tisha B'Av. Always. Yeah. Now, however, there is a basic discrepancy prevails between the start of communal mourning and individual mourning. The basic discrepancy. So while as regards individual mourning, the aim of the other move from a maximum to a minimum of death. From the stringent and thoroughly more of Shiva to the mild rules of Shreshim and the basis. Somehow he moves from the dark night of unreasoning the creation and utter loneliness So are the same qualities of the moral star. This is how it goes. In the case of communal moralists, there is gradual dimming of the line and the piecemeal step-by-step movement from an illuminated world into one submerged in darkness. So just as it happened to that action, from the melancholy and sadness of the 3 weeks to the great despair of Sudan-Ostetis, which according to the Alope, represents the blissful horror of Nishimese nuclear power. The boy, and that is the boy. Come on, have given a lawyer, tenacious to Nishimese nuclear power. Whereas, as regards individual belief, the Alope prescribes gradual disengagement, steady retreat from event, from the event, with respect to down payment, the Alope recommends a further thrust, getting every day closer to the event until confrontation between you and event, the horrible event of whom is achieved. Why was such a reversal necessary?
I can imagine.
Still, the ability of whom is a replica?
Yes, sir.
The ability, the real ability.
Oh, yes.
How can I suggest it? So why should not the communal ability come in, Mr. Ball, and slowly move on to creation, let us take the weak power of the and conclude with the ability that it is finished for the dollars of the money. I cannot speak of something which has never been ordained, but it was quite possible. It was within the jurisdiction of the half of memory to introduce such a sequence. But here
it is. We're not the living example of what has transpired. We're not the living example of what has transpired. We have to relive it.
Do you relive it, my contrary? What has fire the contrary? What has fire the contrary? The people were out of contact, the destruction and their little disengagement followed Tishabar.
Here
on the contrary. The answer is simple. The whole tunnel is nurtured by unique every set of thoughts. The whole tunnel is nurtured by unique acts of the member. To such an extent that the one who means the whole one that we should make him with us. This is Sudan of Second. To which this act of remembrance makes the link into time and brings about the meeting of contemporary Jew in a 2,000-year-old event. This wondrous movement, which a wondrous act which runs counter to the human experience of time, because it moves from the present into the past, while the human man experiences time in a reverse order, cannot be performed spontaneously upon the scale of the moment. It's impossible. It can only be attained at the end of the process of gradual ascent involving the consciousness of the memory awareness and elevating it from lower levels of cold associated memory to higher levels of historical experiential reality. It takes time. It cannot be performed overnight. There is the halachic way, you know. Sorry, history of mysticism. Mystics speak of the mystic way. They speak mystic way in chapter 7. They speak of mystic way in chapter 11. Mystic way. I think that the halachic way is really the mystic way. The halachic way leading from nostalgia, melancholy, via sadness and sorrow to desolation and bottomless grief and despair. You cannot start with despair, downward. One gradually, the Alope wanted the Jew gradually to plunge into the abyss of resignation. Now, in view of the above, we arrive at paradoxical conclusion. And this is Allah's idea. While the usual kind
in time of crisis and disaster events is the response of men to the answer of interest, which is in our case called sorrow. And the sorrow actually precipitates in general the application of penance. The task of the historical tyrants is, on the contrary, to awaken men, to awaken the Jews to the presence of sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
When we deal with an acute sorrow, the sorrow comes first, the man is aroused, he is awakened to his reality, to his progress, and responds with tonal and silent prayer and supplication. Historically, I mean, the same age, historical same age, had a different, move in the opposite direction. The soul is not present before it begins to pass. Then does the Jew awaken to this presence of the soul? Then he takes off the shoes of the Prophet Shalom Atzeket and sits down on the ground, in order to eat the Shalom Atzeket. When does he realize that the soul is real? Then is he confronted with the full of the image, through the tunnels, by the tunnels, and on the way of the tunnels. The sorrow which keeps us talking personally must be raised to the level of theology, which is clear and absurd. One test in order to re-experience the tragic drama of pain, the confrontation with this historical evil, is not the cause of sorrow, but the result of sorrow. And that's what my mind is at. When I speak about actual problems, because it's the double from the daughter, the person is a house, the person is a weapon, the present problem of evil, and suffering usually, you know the suffering, because suffering has cathartic, redemptive value, work, and the love of the person, and bringing back to the soul of the God. You see? But here is a thomas, there is no sorrow before the thomas comes out. Here is a reason. The nation running to call his own inside of his mere astonishing evil there. With a hair around bodies, when it's here at the Darcy actually, with respect to the routine coming to do, he expressed himself differently, with all of them in the Darcy actually. He omitted the hair around bodies with fear. When an individual faces disaster, his heart is aroused. Immediately, he is spontaneous to drink by fear and shouts for help. The Thomas actually represents human reaction to distress and suffering. The way to cure repentance and renewal has been paved by suffering. So in time of fear crisis, all human beings are re-examined. That is why my mind is, he is expressing the God of the world as he has already said. What paid the world?
Tragic.
The devil paid the world. The same thing is that. However, in a case in which the Torah is not real, since only a long and prospective walking on may bring free the one close to the land, the field of Thomas precedes the awareness of God. The field of Thomas precedes the land, and the acute experience of pain. The avail gradually rises from faint memory to bitter reality. The time serves as the instrument which precipitates the realness, the memory awareness of God. Now let me say something. This is more important than anything else. But the same time. Rather, if there are better objects in the hair of our body, then say at the extra page that the sun is free. Because there's nothing else to do. The sun is free from the hair of the sun. Because while the real public life, the public health, all the men have to do is to walk. Now let us not pay attention to another problem, which is fear actually. I told you that I once, last year, I read a lot of notes. Nothing, I can tell you, actually, it comes forward to you. The notes are not written in love. I know that, but I've heard it from a lot of notes. This is not on the phone, but it's easy.
quick enough to be patient and invested such. I want to make public all reference. You want to make public all better. That's all right. That's all right. Let's not pay attention to another part. As I was according to my mother, she should go observe at the time of the marriage. I would like to know. The cat, we all know, was ordained by the redeemer on account of whom the deliverance. Seems to become leader, she was restored. There was no other leader than God. Justifying the text of that bishop. How can one care in mourning and caution become English and all the latter was to do when the service means to me to come to this day and yet to say, yeah, to hold it in there. And let us go a step further. In my knowledge of the king and Haman of Greece, the restoration of the Beit HaMikdash did not render the ceremony of Kishon superfluous and futile. Then I want to ask him, why should Kishon be abandoned? Moreover, be declared the day of rejoicing for the God of the Messiah? Need to say once the first, only the first. So let's continue this. Have you denied it? Why should the Messianic redemption abolish the institution of Tony, while the Emperor redemption could not accomplish?
Ah?
I don't understand you. What are we talking about then? You don't see that. What are we? I don't understand the connection. So I'm going to come in. So what are we? What about the capital with the problem of showing you like
this?
Yes, you come in, so let's understand something. Let's understand something else. I expected the question to come from this, from the audience. What does the Rambam say? The Tisha B'Av was, even though that it was not meant to religion in the time of the Baal Sheni, but...
A minute.
Nothing had happened at that time which singled Tisha B'Av out as a unique day. What Chippa did they
all have? Double.
Come on, Ma! The Tisha B'Av Atai is Nechav for the Shein of Israel, for the Polish New York? No, Shein! Don't you understand about Israel? New York is better?
No, better.
But better. The Nechav Shoyer in the city of Jerusalem was flawed in form. All these events took place after the Chubb Baal Shem. For the Baal Shem, the Tisha B'Av was as simple and as ordinary as any time as she was for the Kamu Shah Asra B'Kinah. I expected it. So she wasn't Kamu Shah Asra B'Kinah. Miss Tabu Be'Av. Appeared the Chazal Zinah. And the Gemara was saying, it's Kedor Ma'ah. It wasn't Tisha B'Av. And John, it's clear. Come on, let's get on, Mama! Nechra the Baal Bishnir, the Rishen of Ishmael, New Kedah Beter, the Nechra Shavir. So you want to tell what it meant, I mean, by the Jaren Hukhtu Rapha. Of course, this answer, Hukhtu Rapha, is beautifully into the same world of Shita Shach, as of Hanami, and as one of Ramah, the Mishubi was discussing the Jewish theorem. Following the destruction of the second Israelis. However, the answer is quite out of context. If we accepted the Rambam's interpretation, that the famous were optional along with the Talmud of the Baal Sheni, and that the Gemara actually debated the observance of Tisha B'Av during that period, all these things that the Gemara mentioned happened later. And the question arises, why was Tisha B'Av singled out as the day of mourning during the time of the Baal Sheni? What is more, what is... The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says Hukfalata. The Gemara says Hukfalata. The Gemara says that there is no political redemption. And basically, I wait there. Just a moment, I know the Ramban. And basically, the Tanaisim, I want you to know, the Tanaisim have not been established because of loss of political independence. Tanaisim are all related exclusively to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol. Apparently, there's a design of the Baruch Hu. Tisha B'Av was the Shabbat of the during Tisha B'Av, which was observed during the long and dreary 70 years of Hezra and Bavera, what is it? Shiru Shama, I have to care after the Tisha B'Av Shiru Shama. It was observed not only as the day of morning, but also as the day of prayer. Prayer and petition that the Bible should not be exposed. So the passage says, however, the Bible is doing nothing. So I believe the Hadak says, however, the use of God. But everything is in his father. Like pray, teaching God, the Christmas, Amen. That's all it is. It's that clear. And Parana is in the other instrument. Apparently, the day of Tishma, which was the day of hope, the day of Tishma, the day of hope, that all the many people still remember, in the beginning of the Bible, you still tie an evil man. Lest fear, the fear, lest something dreadful happen again, and let us have time. I'll tell you what, whatever to do, the ghost of the cold haunts them, stubborn, and particularly unto the end. And if it was true as the fire to the rabbi, it was safe to say, after a decades, Chazal called those decades Abuim Shalom Shiru Shalom Habayit than ever than ever Chazal suggested that Chum is closing on he's closing in on your class than ever than ever actually told the story of disaster. Somehow, in the last year, during the Yishen Yira, this prescience of coming room gripped everybody's colors of knowledge. We know that it can go used to recite its special spirit in Kitab in Pachkarashi, Bad Amidosh. The mission does not say what he said, Ramza Shiyami, it should continue to say. It should not be said. That the great continues to depend on the Christian. We are told by the Memorial Jewish Doctrine Dollars that the servant King Borel spent a long time in the sanctuary. He was not there. The girl then became, we had already to walk in and to see what happened to him. So they met him and they awaited the Kachkarashi. So they reprimanded him why he stayed up so long. He said, it's the lousy Alechem and Amidosh. He demanded after the Kimasoko, some of them, Kachkarashi, it's the lousy Alechem, lousy Amidosh. The Talmud tells us also that the Amidosh Mizakai recommended the Gins of Eichel, which used to be offered by himself. Eichel, Eichel, it's the Maat of Mavisat, while you read that video. The day I go, of course I know it's the same course in the forest. It's not the same course in the forest. It's not the same course in the forest. But we're going to also have the same course in the forest. Then the obligation, the obligation of Peterborn. It means this foreboding and concern made a sense. And she walked in with the kippah, the day was an hour to be there. Kazal called the Akibor. Meet what saw the dearest, three of the dearest. My meat gone by Allah, who, by Allah, there, by who. The rendition was three of the dearest. The very tradition that Tishabor is the day of catastrophe, the day of warning, the day of disaster. And the memory was still fresh. Memory of human destruction. That's how Tishabor was thinking. Ha'eretke b'chidesh ha'chavishi, shalomim b'chai, and with a civil guard, it should not happen again, being of their own more as well, in other means wrong, at least. Of course, you understand very well, and I don't tell it. The Shalish cannot be a problem, unless the ghost of Haiti has completed it. As long as the ghost of the people somehow makes its appearances from time to time, he tries to never give up. And I believe him. You know my relationship there is going to take a position. You know that one. I don't think it's going to be a population somehow. I knew you. But when I hope that I think that the bench from this, that
he was
with
his
wife. He's still stopping through the halls. We haven't dreamed ourselves of him. And to abandon Tishabor to betray him. And Tishabor not only mourning, it's prayer. It is killer. There is no mourning in a forest without killer. The apostle said, give me a chemist, his apostle. Even Tishabor, I mean, the main theme of the day is Tiler. Tiler for redemption and Tiler for protection that we have achieved. Only fools can speak this way, elegant fools. Of course, you understand very well the element of fear is completely disappeared in time of Messiah. This messianic message is singled out by the prophet as the one of security and peace, vanity and harmony. Three promotions from body and three sentiments. Then Tishabor will be abandoned, moreover will celebrate him as a great holiday. However, I believe this is not the only answer. By Tishabor was observed in Banishimi, by Tishabor in all Chemis must be observed now, and even, as we all hope, at a time when Israel will achieve greater and I believe, and here lies the answer. Not so much in here, it is a true reason. But I believe the answer lies somewhere else. The truth of this problem lies somewhere else. There is, however, another criterion which must guide us vis-à-vis the problem of observance of Athanasium. The Taishemi, he was an equivalent substitute for the Bayis Rishon. Of course, Chazal say, Hamishot Rom Chosko the Bayis Sheni, there's certain charisma, who was lacking the Bayis Sheni, there was no Ruach HaKidosh, there was no clairvoyance, no inspiration, age, even the Tumim, all right, but still, the novice says, God will hear, Frida Bayis Achen, Frida Bayis Rishon, greater is the glory of the second house I mean, it doesn't mean the last hour. You know, it's not saved by Krishna. It's saved by Krishna. Means good for all. It's 410 years, about 320 years. It was the equivalent of suffering. However, one thing the Vaishnava could not accomplish, the one problem it could not resolve, the one task it could not perform, namely, the Vaishnava could not answer the questions which Yonayo posed in Echo in the Book of Lamentations. Those questions have not been answered by the great historical end of the restoration of the Vaishnava. There was no answer to the problem of Vaishnava. The great but perplexing problems of Tzadik Virali Rosh HaVetayim, which came to expression in the Book of Echo, concerning the destruction of the house of God by all the Torah, the murder of prophets and priests in the Samigar, the death of infants, and the dishonoring of women in Jerusalem by holy God savages and brutes, have remained unresolved and unanswered by the restoration of the Baishai, and they remained as puzzling and as enigmatic as they were during the 70 years of exile in Babylon. The question of Echo Yosh Vavoda, the question of Echo Yosh Yuamzo, the question Echo Yosh Beate, has not been answered as they were during the 70 years of exile in Babylon. The question of Echo Yosh Vavoda, the question of Echo Yosh Yuamzo, the question Echo Yosh Beate, has not been answered. Of course, did you accept the will of God in the ministry? But the event of whom remains nonetheless unexplicable and incomprehensible. The Rei Adishem Vapito in the light of the Rei has not lost its relevance as an outcry, sorrow laden and grief-stricken, lonely and desolate body at the even at the time when the second Vaishu was dead. And the brooding of Yomiyo on the tragic destiny of the people as being the target for the errors of the Almighty, Dorach Kashtin and Yitzhak in Mator Lachit, has not ended with the restoration of Eretz Israel and the second Bais. In a dream where we witnessed the construction of the second temple stood even then at the Pasuk for praise, the events in Ezra stood even then while the ordinary young insensitive and vulgar people rejoiced and sang and shouted for joy. The Nevi'im stood in seething anguish in their hearts, submerged in deep sorrow, brought on by those inexplicable blows of the Almighty. Even though the great miracle of Shiva Siyan, who was real, ever seen as clearly as Kali Chagal Malachi that the answer to all questions of the great master Yom-Yo Master, the going board in the real, has not been given and the truth has not been revealed at the Chalukah of Baruch Shem. The Yizdu Abim in the Sefer Hashem, the Yamdu Abim, the Yerushim Bachatet, the Sfarvim, the Yosso, the Yitzor Tayyum, the Halal Hashem Hashem, the Yamdu, the Halal, the Yidore, the Hashem, the Kitesh, the Lamchad, the Yisroel, the Cholorama Yiriyu Cholor, the Kral, the Yiriyu Tuor Dero, shouted for joy, the Rabbi Meakinim Avin, the Rosh Yohavis, Haskinim, the Shalom, the Sabai, the Rishim, the Yosei, the Abai, the Rei, and those who still remember the first Mechamidah, not so much the first Mechamidah, but the Chum, the Distraxer, The hundreds of thousands of Jews, of heroes who fell. The murder, the bloodshed, the devastation of the land. For you take him, the king of Israel. Cried aloud. The rabbin, but many demanded. The many. The true of the simcha. The one accused and killed was a simcha, the king of Israel. Some interpret that the shouts of joy were being drowned out. But well at once. Of course we are obligated to thank God for his mercy and loving kindness for every victory. Yet, our gratitude to the Almighty does not ipso facto erase memories, events and experiences which demand explanation and keep on asking a call. When Tisha B'Av came around after the dedication, the people chanted it again. More than the West. More than the Hulu. So we bear the substitute. And in general, my friend, there is a substitute for God. As long as it, somebody was a dear to him, who was loved and he was dedicated, there is no substitute. Can never be replaced. The loss can never be replaced. Nothing in the world can feel the back. Unless the person is vulgar. Or a sick number. And particularly national capacity. Destruction of the land. Dedication of Vaishnavi has not explained by his vision. And let me ask you, may I have a reason. Does the establishment of the state of Israel with all his glory, with all the Kiddush Hashem, rationalize cataclysm in which befell our people in the 40s? Is there compensation in the Tzvah Ganan in Israel, in my deepest respect, not in the Knesset, not in the Jewish cabinet, not in the Jewish industry in Israel, for 6 million lives we carry for no reason under the sun? Does the Yimatz Ma'ut answer the question of Eicho? Only fools can say so. Arrogant fools. And there are many fools. We must not say that this is the price for the 6 million Jews. This manifests just cruelty in giving. Complete insensitivity. Does the joy of the victory of last year supersede the agony, misery, humorousness, and desolation we have experienced in the last few decades? Aren't we now as dumbfounded and perplexed and speechless as before? Did it ease our pain? Did it placate our mind? Did it answer our doubts, our problems? Did it resolve our doubts? Then do not we repeat like here we owe the question of Eicho? For the Sfeira Hashem, Oyelam, this is the way the Rabbi Nishon willed us to do. And as long as God knew, it is as inexplicable as it was during the dark night of Hestaponim, as long as historical events had not been placed in the proper perspective, as long as we grope in the darkness of a prima facie nonsensical world with an absurd history, as long as we hear people scoff at us because of our faith in the benevolence.